Right, let's go to our question of the week now, and Hannah Critchlow is waxing lyrical about this one.
The Naked Scientist's question of the week, brought to you in association with the Houghton Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
This week, we try to defuzz a listener's hairy question.
Hello, Naked Scientist. This is Muggs in Shepherd's Bush. I was in the pub just now, and I was thinking about something, and I think you may have the answer to this. I guess that the gene that codes for men having hairy chests and hairy backs is just an evolutionary advantage in response to some sort of environmental pressure. But how come women don't have beards in response to the same pressures? Love the show.
So let's prune away at this bushy conundrum with evolutionary expert Professor Robert Foley from Cambridge University.
Really, the question is, why have women lost more hair in the course of our evolution than men have? If we go back to our evolutionary origins and think of the fact that we share ancestry with apes and monkeys, what is unique about humans is that we have generally lost hair. Hence, you sometimes hear the expression, the naked ape. It's actually not quite true to say we are a hairless or naked ape, because we've kept hair in many parts of our body, and partly because we haven't actually lost the hair, it's just become highly miniaturized. Almost certainly because it gave an adaptive advantage, in particular, helped us keep cool, possibly related to having a more upright posture, possibly relating to being much more active and running. Now, the question being asked is, well, why aren't we all equally hairless? Well, to some extent, of course, people across the world vary enormously. And then, of course, there's a big difference between men and women. And the answer most likely is to do with sexual selection. This is the second of Darwin's great mechanisms, that selection doesn't just work to fit people in with a natural environment. It also comes about because individuals select the traits of the people they want to reproduce with. And probably it's the case that loss of hair, a key human characteristic, becomes more important in selecting for women, that it makes them more attractive. So while all humans have been selected to lose hair, the process of how you choose a mate has extended this much more in women than in men. So the real question, perhaps, is, you know, why should that be attractive? And I think that's probably something of a mystery.
And Clifford Kay on the forum suggests that society has adapted to a preference of youthful-looking women for longer, healthy childbearing years. And having a hairless chin may make females look younger, providing the possible reason for this sexual selection. As summer approaches, we move on to our next question.
This is David Foney from Johannesburg in South Africa. Tell me, why do toenails smell like cheese?
So why do fetid feet have the tendency to smell like a fromagerie? Send your thoughts to Chris at thenakedscientist.com, tweet at Naked Scientists, write on our Facebook page, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow, and that is it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Next week, we're off to Oslo in Norway to look at a marine dinosaur fossil with eyes the size of dinner plates. Look out for that next time. Thank you to producers Mira Senthilingam, Louise Anthony, Hannah Critchlow, Tom Simpkins and Ben Valsler. And we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.